This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. The nation saluted the courage, commitment and supreme sacrifice of the armed forces on the first anniversary of Operation Sindoor. On 7th of May last year, India launched Operation Sindoor, carrying out airstrikes on 9 terror infrastructures in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, eliminating at least 100 terrorists. It was India's befitting response to the barbaric Pakistan-sponsored terrorist attack on the tourists in Pahalgam on the 22nd of April last year. In their messages on the occasion, the President, Vice President and Prime Minister described Operation Sindoor as a landmark expression of country's uncompromising stand against terrorism and threats to national security. President Draupadi Murmu called Operation Sindoor as a defining testament to India's unwavering resolve against terrorism and all forces that threaten our sovereignty and the safety of citizens. President Murmu said, "The nation salutes the indomitable bravery, sacrifice and professionalism of our soldiers." Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan termed Operation Sindoor as a defining moment when India responded firmly to terror forces and terror-sponsoring states attempting to disturb the peace, unity and sovereignty of Bharat. In his message, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "The country remains steadfast in its resolve to defeat terrorism and dismantle its enabling ecosystem." Mr. Modi said, "The Indian Armed Forces displayed unparalleled courage, precision and resolve during the operation." He said the forces gave a fitting response to those who dared to attack innocent Indians at Pahalgam. Mr. Modi also added that the entire nation salutes the armed forces for their valour. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw also honoured the valour and sacrifice of the Indian Armed Forces on the anniversary of Operation Sindoor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated all those who took oath as ministers in the government of Bihar and conveyed his best wishes to them. In a social media post, Prime Minister expressed confidence that their commitment towards the all-round development of the state would take Bihar to new heights of prosperity. He also called upon everyone to work together to realize the resolve of building a strong Bihar and a developed India. The Prime Minister also expressed gratitude for the affection and blessings received from the people of Bihar during his visit to Patna. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Radhir Jaiswal stressed that cross-border terrorism has long been used by Pakistan as an instrument of state policy. Responding to a query on repatriation of illegal Bangladeshis, Mr. Jaiswal said that more than 2,860 cases of nationality verification are pending with Bangladesh. On Khalistani groups in Canada, the spokesperson said that India has consistently spoken out about concerns regarding the use of Canadian territory as a safe haven by extremist and separatist elements. In the midst of preparations to form a new government in West Bengal, the State Legislative Assembly has been formally dissolved. Governor R. N. Ravi issued the order to dissolve the existing assembly yesterday, exercising powers under Article 174 of the Constitution. This marks a significant step in the transition of power as the state moves towards the formation of its next government by taking oath on Saturday. The Commission for Air Quality Management in NCR and adjoining areas convened a meeting to review the state action plans and preparedness for elimination of paddy stubble burning during 2026, with senior officials of Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh and representatives of state pollution control boards. During the meeting, the Commission emphasized the urgent need for systematic and coordinated preparedness ahead of the forthcoming paddy harvesting season. It stressed on strengthening both in-situ and ex-situ crop residue management mechanisms, along with focused enforcement and awareness measures to ensure effective implementation at the field level. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 9 runs in a rain-marred match at Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. Chasing 213 for victory, Royal Challengers Bengaluru made 203 for 6 in stipulated 19 overs. Earlier, put into bat first, Lucknow Super Giants scored 209 for 3 in 19 overs. Multiple rain interruptions reduced the match to a 19-over a-side affair, setting Bengaluru a DLS target of 213, and that is the end of this news bulletin.